chanting of the holy name, it is said one can very easily achieve even liberation or all kinds of material benefits by one glimpse of the holy name. Even by a shadow of the holy name, one can achieve the greatest of material benefits of the world, as well as even liberation. But what one cannot achieve by any other method is love of Krishna. And love of Krishna is achieved only by chanting of the pure name. If chanting of the pure name would be considered the center of the circle, there are many concentric circles around that one pure name. The outermost, in the outermost circle you find, as we recite the 10th offense against the whole name. What is the 10th offense? Whole name and? Maintain mental attachments. So when we maintain mental attachments, our mind is always pulled by varieties of thoughts. Especially when we allow the mind to become infected by the lower modes of material nature, namely mode of passion and ignorance, then the mind starts oscillating very fast. Like when there are people whose minds are submerged in cricket, television, reading newspaper, political scenario of the world, economic situation of the country, which is all the general problems. But they are also if you worried about their personal life, worries of the past and dreams of the future, and all those things coming out of the circle. And all this is arising because of infection of the mode of material nature. So first, the devotee should try to keep one's life in mode of goodness by cultivating the activities in mode of goodness. Like for example, the activities of Brahmana are in mode of goodness. Shama, Dhamma, Tapashyotsam, Shanti, Arjuram, all these. So gradually by elevating oneself from rajas and tamas and posting oneself in the platform of goodness, by performing brahmic activities, gradually one can enter into another inner circle where one's mind may relatively be more calm. Because it takes a calm mind to attain samadhi or meditation on the holy name. Otherwise the mind is raging with all kinds of desires, numerous material desires, it's impossible to calmly focus on the holy name. As there is a Vishaya Charya Kabhi Shuddha Habhiman, Habaham Hei Ko Shurindam. So we have to surpass material desires gradually by elevating ourselves to goodness. And even after coming to the platform of goodness, when one is trying to focus one's mind on the holy name, again there may be many positive distractions. Like, you know, this concept of Ishwara Prabhupada made this four principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. When you follow these four principles, you gradually come to goodness. When you come to the platform of goodness, then you try to chant the holy name, and there are positive distractions. Then your mind gets into plan-making business of how to render different type of services for Krishna. What service to do and how to do it, how to better do. So the whole plan making swallows all of our energy and time during chanting. And that is also considered a distraction, which is unfavorable for Pali Krishna's pure name. Then, if one can go further deeper into the inner circle, that is a circle in which one should try to dwell on, which is the circle where one offers prayers, Vandana. And the prayers offered by so many great devotees, Vishnu Bhagavan, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Indra, Prasanna Chaturveda, Nagapati, so many other prayers of Vishnu Bhagavan, and the Gopis, Gopi Gita. So all these prayers are there, and all these prayers are rich with meaning of surrender to Krishna, and one should actually read this pastime, religious prayers, and develop a great attraction and attachment to these prayers. And that is the real secret of improving the quality of chanting. And by reciting these prayers and memorizing some of them and remembering them, and relishing them in one's own heart, when one recites these prayers, that gradually one will find, one also develops appreciation for all the items in devotional life. There are 64 items given for a practicing sadhaka devotee. Accepting charanamrita, to vanquish all the material desires in the heart, to smell the fragrance of tulasi, which will enter the nostrils and vanquish any material conception or impersonal conception or something. One can have the protection for the personality of Godhead. And by raising the arms and chanting and dancing in front of the deities, by giving up one's bodily consciousness. In this way, there are many principles given, and all these principles you may be mechanically doing, but once the prayerful mood enters the heart, then one can also do these devotional activities with more proper, more attitude and consciousness, with which one will be able to gain full advantage of this power pack, the succession of items which we perform in the morning, even from 4:30 in the morning. And by doing this, the purification will start very fastly. So in that inner circle, there is appreciation for the deity, appreciation for prasadam, appreciation for devotees, appreciation for Srimad Bhagavat Katha, appreciation for visiting the holy places, appreciation of association of devotees, appreciation of the holy name, the holy name. So all those things are in the innermost circle. And when that appreciation develops by the prayerful mood, then all the virtuous qualities develop in a devotee. Most importantly, those four qualities of considering oneself insignificant, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. So when these qualities start developing, that is, gradually one comes to more and more closer and closer to the center. And then, beyond this, one has to simply depend on the mercy of a pure devotee, mercy of Krishna, whatever time it will take, that will come, either in this lifetime or after a million lifetimes. If one patiently pursues, then one will come to the center, that is the pure name. So the pure name of Krishna produces the love of Krishna. And once a person has tasted even a drop of love of Krishna, he doesn't desire anything else. He doesn't desire liberation from the material world. He is not afraid to go to hell. He is not eager for acquiring any mystic perceptions or any type of any other type of perception. It is that yam labdhva apuma siddho bhavati amruto bhavati trupto bhavati. Having attained that position, the person feels he is living in immortality. He is living a permanent life. Gradually he forgets the material body. He only lives in the platform of the spirit soul as an eternal servant of Krishna. So it doesn't matter much to him whether he changes the body, when the death is going to come. He doesn't care about eating, sleeping, or anything. He delights in simply performing devotion service very blissfully. That platform of pure name. That is actually the real platform of a pure devotee, which begins after the Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Shyutana Shilam Kamshati Sama Sarvishu Bhuteshu. And then it is that Mad Bhaktir Javatekara. Real Bhakti begins from that time. So what we are now doing is somewhat like imitation Bhakti, or somewhat like we are trying to follow. Just like when you join the army, they give you a gun, they give you uniform. You may also wear green or khaki dress. First day only they give you a uniform and they carry a gun, and you know how to use the gun also. We are also given a bead bag, they are given the beads. We also wear tilak and timana. Externally we look like pure devotees. But what transformation has to take place? Heart transformation has to take place. Similarly, any of our fellow Italian finding standing in the army very first day, he looks like 20 years, 30 years, somebody trained in the army, who knows all kinds of things. They look alike. memory. The difference is the experience and realization. When we chant the holy name on an everyday basis, we will gradually go inward in our consciousness and try to forget the material identities. You forget that I am an engineer, I am a fireman, I am a batsman, I am tall, I am short, I am a Hindi speaking man, I am from North India, South India, from East India, West India. And forget all your material upadhis, your surname, your father's surname, forget all that. The only identity is Jivaya Sarupahai. Keeping that only identity in mind, seeking place at the as one of the millions of items in Krishna's lotus feet, seeking that as the only aspiration, and offering some of the prayers that has touched your heart the most. Once you enter into the spirit of prayer during the chanting, Hare Krishna should be done in the spirit of prayer. Without doing it in the spirit of prayer, it will simply become a jaw exercise. Jaw will pain, so finishing the chanting will get damn tired, you want to go and take rest. Because you have materially exercised yourself too much. But if you spiritually exercise your mind in calling out Krishna in the spirit of prayer, after the chanting, you will jump touching the ceiling. And I'm okay?
Yeah.